Hello, it's John here, Marketing for Owners podcast, episode 2. Hello. Just the other day, driving along in my car, driving to work, and I was following a truck. And I noticed the name, hadn't recognised the name whatsoever, and I followed it for quite a while. And I read their strapline, tagline, strapline, whatever you want to call it. It was, surprisingly, the delivery industry's best kept secret. Now, the reason I think that's funny and it's worth talking about is because in the couple of weeks or months before that, we're an e-commerce company in the UK and got a few e-commerce sites. So we use carriers. And because we sell things like fire extinguishers, fire safety gear that are very difficult to find carriers to take, then we have to search hard. And they also get dropped a lot. So we sometimes have to change them to find a good one. So we looked really, really well to try and find every possible carrier and to interview them and see if they could take it. This company did not come up in any list whatsoever. And so I thought it ironic that they thought their USP was the delivery industry's best kept secret. Now, my recommendation is that you are not your industry's best kept secret, because by being secret, no one is going to hear your name. No one is going to find out who you are. And you won't have that many customers unless you have to make other efforts. In this day and age, there is no excuse. There is social media. There's advertising on social media. There's YouTube. There's podcasts. There's blogs, websites. There's all sorts of ways. There's leaflet drops. There's absolutely everything. And in fact, at Marketing for Owners, we're going to go through that journey together, and we're going to learn all of these free, simple, low-cost, everyday methods. What on earth is the point of being a secret? How many customers do you want? Maybe they had too many. I mean, I can understand if the CIA, I don't know if the CIA sell anything, hopefully not, but they want to be a secret, but I'm sure if they actually did sell something, they probably don't want to be. So my recommendation for you is, do not be a secret. Are you marketing multi-channel? There are channels galore. There are places to advertise. You do not have to pay for most of it. What are you doing? Get going. It's easier than you think. And on the website, we give many articles on how we've learned to do it with no skills, no knowledge, no talent for anything. We've developed the ways. We've outsourced jobs that we can't do ourselves. But again, we've outsourced it very, very, very cheaply and very effectively. So come join us. Please do not be a secret in your industry. Be known, be everywhere, be loud, be proud. That's it for today. Tuesday's tool tip, what have you got in your toolbox, is RoboForm. Now, I've always said if I lost my computer, lost everything, all my servers, had to start all over again, the first bit of software I would get would be RoboForm. One, it's free, or the basic version is. It's a password saver. I work online. I have seriously around 800 passwords. I wouldn't have known that if I hadn't looked in RoboForm and seen it. When anyone looks over my shoulder at work, they go, blimey. If you want to know how to get to it, go to the website at marketingforowners.com/tools, and you'll find a list of tips and things that we use every day, including the link for RoboForm. But go check it out. It's worth it. As always, the Marketing for Owners podcast is brought to you by our sponsors at Rainmaker. You can find Rainmaker at bit.ly/MFO-rain. But again, in the show notes, you'll find the link. Rainmaker is the platform that hosts the Marketing for Owners website. It does the hosting. It hosts the podcasts. It displays videos. It has an affiliate program. It has membership. It has blogging. It teaches you how to do it. You really can't go wrong. Lots of well-known bloggers are using it. It's growing. Go check it out. Anyway, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And we'll catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.